Today's day three of the Get Divorce Ready Back to School Challenge, and we're going to be focusing on money. Now, experience tells me that many of you listening to this will be worried about money. That's because throughout your marriage, your husband has been the money manager, possibly the breadwinner. Others of you will be the breadwinners, and you'll be confident about what the asset base is and what you might be entitled to, and already have some idea about how you might wish to split the assets. But if that isn't you, I invite you to stick with today because it's really important. It's one of those situations where burying your head in the sand is not going to help you. But we're going to take a very gentle look at money. In my group programme, Get Divorce Ready, we spend a lot of time looking at the financial aspects of divorce, around the legal situation and Section 25, around how to complete Form E and Form A and financial disclosure, and why it's important that you stay ahead of these things. But for the purposes of this challenge, we're going to be looking at your money story and what the things are that you're most fearful of. Do you believe that you're good with money, and do you believe that you understand money? Do you believe that you'll be able to understand what the net worth of the family is, and that you'll be able to have some kind of an idea about what you might be entitled to? In order to do this, you need to understand what the family assets and liabilities are. The assets are the things that you have, and the liabilities are the things that you owe. When you take what you owe against what you have, you end up with the family's net worth. How that's split depends upon a number of factors, which we won't go into during the course of this challenge. But suffice to say that the starting point is a 50-50 split. Some people get more than 50% and some people get less. But it's important, in order to ask for something from your ex-husband in terms of a settlement proposition, that you understand what your need is. And in order to understand what your need is, you need to start looking at your future income need. Those numbers are relevant. So you need to start looking at your bank statements now. Look at what you're spending on an average month. Look at your credit card bill and see what you spend your money on. Understand what it might cost to run the house that you're living in if you're planning on staying there. Or if you're planning on moving, how much it will cost to move. Whether or not you'll be able to get a mortgage for yourself, or if you need to be mortgage free. And how much it will cost to run that property. Take this step by step. It doesn't need to be overwhelming. When you start to understand what your future income need might be against what the total family wealth is, it's only then can you start to negotiate a settlement. Now, depending upon the kind of assets that you and your husband currently have, you may need financial advice from an independent financial advisor, and you may also need some legal advice as well, particularly if your husband has his own business. But if your husband draws a salary on a monthly basis, and you already have a reasonable idea about what there is in the family finances, you'll be able to start some of this process without any help at all. It's about you getting 12 months worth of bank statements for all the accounts that you have, 12 months worth of credit card bills, and asking your pension companies for a cash equivalent transfer value. Only when you know the sum total of all these numbers will you be able to start negotiating. I tell all my clients, don't negotiate without knowing your numbers. But it's really important to focus on first about your own money story. Are you feeling fearful about looking at these documents? And if so, what's driving that? What evidence tells you that you're not very good at it? Is it something that's been handed down through lots of people in your family telling you, and possibly from school, that you're no good with money? Perhaps your father or your mother berated you for wasting money, and when you got married, you just let your husband take control. Or perhaps you are the money manager and you know exactly what the situation is. But what is stopping you from getting those numbers out and having a look at them? It can be scary, but what lots of women tell me is actually when you sit down and do it, it's really empowering, because you get to understand about your life now and how your life might be in the future. Understanding this information will give you confidence to negotiate and negotiate from a position of strength. If you begin to pluck numbers out of the air without understanding them or understanding what's possible for you, it will be easy for your soon-to-be ex-husband to disagree with you, to shout you down, to tell you that you are wrong. So gently begin to do some research. Perhaps you already know that you want to stay in the family home, or you already know it's not possible. Whichever it is for you, start to look for alternatives. If you're a working woman and you're able to apply for a mortgage, have a look and see what you might be able to borrow. Because the more information you have about the money available to you, the easier it will be to negotiate. As I said, you may need the help of a financial advisor to give you some information about how you can invest any money that you might get as a lump sum to help you in the future. Remember, depending on your age, you need to think about the cost of living now and how you're going to support yourself in your old age. Now, if you have plenty of working life and you're skilled and you're able to go out and get a full-time job if you don't currently have one, you don't need to worry about this so much. But if you are a woman of older years and perhaps you haven't worked for quite a number of years and you're actually closer to retirement than not, then you need to be considering what your pension provision is going to be. So you need to know what, particularly in this circumstance, what you might be able to get for a job in terms of salary if you go out and find something now, and how you're going to support yourself in old age. So that's it for today. I hope you found this useful. Whatever time of day it is, grab a cup of coffee, or if it's evening, perhaps a glass of wine, and open the workbook and answer the couple of questions. It will really get you thinking about the types of questions you need to be asking yourself and the kind of investigations you need to be doing in order to manage the divorce process.